Hey friends, welcome back to the show. In our previous episode, we continued our work with time audits so that we can begin to build awareness and take action toward better time management. We discussed the importance of categorizing activities based on their importance, urgency, energy level, alignment with our priorities, and necessity. Today, we're going to take that work and go a step further. We're going to begin creating your, quote, definitely yes and, quote, maybe no lists when it comes to time commitments we need to keep and those we may need to change or get rid of. Folks, I spent over 40 years stuck in patterns of people-pleasing, approval-seeking, and perfectionism, trying to find fulfillment the world's way. It wasn't until I experienced the transformational power of the Holy Spirit through Christian life coaching that my way of being was completely changed. What I couldn't do on my own in over 40 years, God did in just a few months. He often works best through other people in our lives. If God is laying it on your heart to try a different way and you don't know where to start, you can keep struggling on your own, or you can invest in yourself and partner with a Christian life coach. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that it changed the trajectory of my life. If my story resonates with you, I would be honored to partner with you in your own journey. Go to gracefilledleader.com to learn more. That's Grace, G-R-A-C-E, filled, F-I-L-L-E-D, leader.com. Welcome to the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast. Do you want better work-life balance? Do you get stuck in patterns of perfectionism and people-pleasing? Have you always been an overachiever but never really felt good enough, no matter how much outward success you achieve? Do you want more time for the things that matter most? Well, you are in the right place. Here on the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast, we focus on spirit-driven success and share the secrets to having better work-life balance as a busy woman in leadership. Here you will learn how to set boundaries like a boss, find peace of mind, and reclaim your time for the things that matter most. Hi, I'm Tanya, a wife, mom, leader, and certified Christian life coach. For most of my life, I tried to find worthiness through achievement. I spent decades people-pleasing and pouring myself into my work. I was looking for my value through the approval of others. This led me to feel burned out, empty, and exhausted. I had no time or energy for myself or my family. I realized that I was wasting time and energy looking for validation in all the wrong places. But my life changed when I finally surrendered and God showed me a different way. It is my mission to help you start living the abundant life God has for you. If you're ready to become fueled by grace and find freedom from people-pleasing, if you're ready to multiply your time and impact as a Christian woman in leadership, this podcast is for you. Roll up your sleeves, sister friends. It's time to get after it. Now let's take the next step in our journey to reclaiming your time. We're going to create three lists. The definitely yes list, the yes list, and the maybe no list. But first, I want to quickly review what you have already done if you did the homework in episodes 125, 126, and 128. And I'm going to urge you to download my updated and free time audit tools if you haven't already. I actually added some features this week to help you with the work we're doing in these more recent episodes. So the link to the free resources is in the show notes, or it's at gracefilledleader.com/freebies. So just to review, you should have a list of activities or commitments that you are spending your time on. You should have the number of hours you're currently spending on those activities each week. You should also have a list of activities that you would like to be spending time on but aren't quite consistently making time. And remember, That's the savings category when we use the money metaphor for budgeting our time. And you should also have the number of awake hours that you have available to you each week to do all of these things. Now, I had advised you before to first start with the activities and the awake hours that fall outside of your normal work or day job. So in yesterday's episode, we looked at each activity and we asked some questions to help with the prioritization process. You categorized each activity or time commitment as high or low importance, high or low urgency, energy giving or energy depleting, passion or obligation, aligned or not aligned with your priorities, and necessary or unnecessary. If you use my time audit tools, the formatting is such that you should see red and green cells depending on what you selected for each question for each activity. So we ended yesterday by taking everything that had three or more red cells and putting it in or on a list that we might look at how we can change the time we're giving to those things. This was our maybe no, or the maybe delete, maybe decrease, maybe delegate, or maybe delay list. So that brings us to our assignment today. We're going to dig a little deeper into our yes and our maybe no lists. So let's start with building our definitely yes list of time commitments or activities. This one is easy. This list is going to be made up of all the activities that had all green responses when you did your time audit. So that means they're of high importance, they're of high urgency, they're energy giving, they are passions, they are aligned with your priorities, and they are a necessity. Next is our yes list. So this list should be all of the activities that have just maybe one or two red cells when you've answered the questions around importance, urgency, energy level, passion versus obligation, alignment with priorities, and necessity. So these are the mostly green activities. And finally, the third list that will require some more work is the maybe no list. And actually, I say it's the maybe no, not so much, not me, or not now list. So these are the activities. So you're going to transfer the activities that have three or more red responses. And remember, the red responses are those that correspond to low importance, low urgency, energy depleting, their obligations, they are not aligned with your priorities, and they are not necessary. Okay, so you have three lists. Definitely yes, yes, and maybe no. Now that you have those three lists, I want you to add up the weekly hours for each. Again, if you did or do upload the updated tools, there is already a spot for you to list these, and it totals the weekly hours for you. It is on the tab that says commitments/activities. Now you're going to subtract this total from the yes and the definitely yes numbers from the total number of awake hours in your week to determine how much time you have left. So you're going to compare this remaining time to the total hours in your maybe no list and the hours allocated to activities in your savings category or the things that you had wanted to build back into your schedule. If the two combined, the maybe no list and the savings list, if the two combined add up to more than what is left over from your yes list, which I assume is the case, you are going to have to go to work on your maybe no list. What needs to stay? What can you do less of? What can you delegate? And what can you delay for another time? This is the only way that you can start to build some savings back into your time budget. In other words, it's the only way you are going to be able to do the things you want to do. You have to decrease some of the less meaningful activities, or you need to create systems that reduce the time it takes you to do them. By prioritizing activities that align with your values and your goals, you can free up valuable time for the things that truly matter. I know this work is not easy. It may be somewhat simple in principle, but it is definitely not easy. Anytime we start to peel back the layers of the onion, we're going to have some discomfort. We might even shed a few tears. But trust me, if you do this work, you will begin to have a whole new awareness and approach to managing your time. You really can be more intentional, and this will bring you more peace and more joy. Now, I know this is a bit redundant, but I'm going to just review one more time the assignment from today. So, we started leading up to this episode with your activities list. And you had calculated how much time you were spending on your activities each week, how much time fell into that savings category or the things you'd like to be doing, and how much time you had available to you in awake hours outside of work. So you had your activities and your commitments. And now you've answered questions related to each activity regarding importance, urgency, energy level, alignment with your priorities, the why, in other words, is it a passion or an obligation, and then is it necessary or not? And when you answer those questions, you come up with an answer that makes the cell in the spreadsheet turn red or turn green. So the items that turn red, if you didn't use my spreadsheet, anything with a low importance, low urgency, energy depleting, is an obligation, not a passion, does not align with your core values or priorities, and is not a necessity. Those are all things that we would call red items. We took those, after you did all of that sorting, we made three columns. And actually, in hindsight, you could have made two columns. You could have made just a yes column, and you could make a maybe no column. But anyway, we made a definitely yes column today, and that is all the activities that has all green cells next to it when you answer those questions. Then we made just a regular yes list, and that would have the activities that maybe only have one or two red cells in them when you've answered the questions. And then finally, we have the maybe no list, which is really the one that we're going to work on the most. And that is anything that had three or more red cells attached to it. Now, we aren't necessarily going to get rid of and probably will not get rid of all of those things, but these are the things that we're going to look at when it comes to what could be gotten rid of completely, what could we do less of, what could we delegate, or what could we delay. Now, you took these three lists and you calculated the total weekly hours for the definitely yes activities, the yes activities, and the maybe no activities. Then you're going to take the number that you had way back from previous episodes in your income category, or the hours you have available to you when you're awake. You take your income minus your yes columns, and you see how many hours you have left in the week. That is the number you have to work with. So with that number, you're going to disperse some of your maybe no activities and start adding in some of those activities that you had put in your savings bucket, or the things that you really do want to make or have time for, but you aren't consistently doing that. So we all know we can't work with more than what we have. So we're going to be sorting through and sifting through that maybe no list a little bit more so that we can decrease the number of hours that is taking us and add in some of those items from the savings bucket or the desired activities. This is a progressive buildup of the last several episodes. So if you didn't listen to episode 125, 126, and 128, I encourage you to do so, so that this is a little less confusing. And before doing all of that, as I said before, you really should download the free time audit tools, because this will make much more sense when you have the visual of what I'm talking to, because I built the spreadsheets to have places to put all of this information. I guess that wasn't a really brief summary, but I wanted to recap what you should end today's episode with. So as always, my dear friends, I pray that the Lord fills you with gratitude, peace, and His amazing grace. I pray this episode blessed you, spoke to you, or encouraged you in some way. If so, please share it with a friend and head on over to Apple Podcasts to leave me a review. That's the only way for me to know if you're enjoying the show. Nothing blesses me more than to hear from you. Also, come on over to our free Facebook community. This is a great place for us to support one another on our faith and leadership journeys. You can find the link to the group in the show notes or go to gracefilledleader.com/community. If you have questions or content ideas for the show, please send me a message on SpeakPipe or via email. Go to gracefilledleader.com/contact and leave a written or voice recorded message. I would love to know how I can best serve you on the podcast. Now to Him who can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Until next time, my friends, God bless.